SIU Reviews is a listener-supported service of WSIU Radio. Your financial support is what makes this program possible. Donate online at WSIU.org.
Hyde Park on Hudson opens with a sexual encounter between President Franklin Roosevelt and his distant cousin, Daisy Suckley. Recounted mostly from Daisy's perspective, the film establishes this burgeoning affair as a backdrop for the 1939 visit to the U.S. by George VI of Great Britain, who was seeking support for the coming war with Nazi Germany. The movie intertwines several courtly intrigues, including the Roosevelts' seemingly irreverent treatment of their guests and the president's complex relationships, sexual and otherwise, with the many women in his life. To scholars of history, the Hollywood historical feature film is quite often a troubling proposition. Informed by Western romanticism and the cult of the individual, Hollywood must foreground certain historical figures as protagonists with whom we can identify. And to do so, the movie must grant us access to their interior lives. In conjunction with this, as historian Robert Rosenstone points out, elaborate sets, location shooting, and movie stars tend to take precedence over attempts at historical accuracy. Most historians, on the other hand, rigorously limit themselves to critical engagement with documented history, disdaining speculation about what people might have been like in their private moments. It is therefore understandable that historians tend to dismiss the Hollywood historical movie as spurious, sometimes dangerously so. Oliver Stone's 1995 Nixon is a good example of this, a film that presents some of the most important events of the post-war 20th century as a means for exploring the consequences of feeling unloved as a little boy, and exploiting the popularity of Anthony Hopkins. Pop psychology and star power trump rigor in research, resulting in the type of film that Rosenstone refers to as historical romance. The brilliance of Hyde Park on Hudson is that it initially presents itself as yet another of these historical romances, while in fact subverting Hollywood's practice of compelling us to identify with an historical figure, in this case Franklin Roosevelt. The film is a loving reconstruction of the time period, but it denies us the access to Roosevelt that such a reconstruction promises. Tom Stoppard's play, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, is instructive here. Stoppard takes two minor characters from Shakespeare's Hamlet and plays an extensive postmodern joke on them by making them protagonists in their own right, thereby relegating the melancholy Dane et al. To the background. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern thus witness and participate in the greatest dramatic work of the English language without being able to discern it as such. Shakespeare's play is merely part of their lived experience, however bewildering. This is where Daisy stands at the beginning of Hyde Park on Hudson. The film withholds from her and from us Franklin Roosevelt's Elsinore, his role in the massively complicated domestic and global politics of the 1930s. In so doing, Hyde Park reminds us that although we can and should study history, we will never truly understand its human agents, can never identify with them. Hollywood with romanticism notwithstanding. Hyde Park thus extends Tom Stoppard's joke to all of us who would believe Hollywood when it tells us that we can get inside the heart and soul of any historical figure, whether a U.S. president or his fifth cousin.